This episode is brought to you by the free graphic of the week from Church Media HQ, where we send you a new social, sermon, or seasonal graphic, including editable source files, every week for a full year. If you haven't signed up for the free graphic of the week yet, what are you waiting for? It really is completely free, and I've heard a bunch of churches tell me that this is a very helpful resource. So make sure that you sign up for the free graphic of the week at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Recently, I finished up a conversation with Jeremy Lenentine in our recent episodes where we were talking about this idea of doing community outreach at your church in a way that might be more unique, that actually goes into the community and helps and reaches people in unique ways. And Jeremy wanted to continue that conversation, and so he was able to connect with some of his pastor friends and talk to them a little bit more about this idea. And the reason I love this episode is because this is generally just pastors and guys that are actually doing this week to week. I'm not included in this conversation. It's just these guys talking about it, and it's really awesome to hear their perspective and just really hear from guys, again, that are doing it week to week. And so I'm really excited to share this with you. And so I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy here in just a bit. My name is Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ.
All right. Hey, we're so glad to have another episode talking about here your church and getting involved in the community. Got a couple of guests here with us, so I want to introduce them. I'm Jeremy Lenentine, and I'm an outreach pastor working in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. I've been here now 10 years. My dad started this church 34 years ago, and I got to come back and work with him, which has been great. And so I do all of the reaching into the community, the outreach, and kind of setting up events that impact the community. And so this is something that's very dear to my heart, and I'm super excited to have these two guys. Caleb, we'll let you introduce yourself first.
Yeah, my name's Caleb Seary. I've been in full-time ministry for about 8 years now, and then we planted a church in Gallatin, Tennessee, about 40 minutes northeast of Nashville a year ago yesterday. So our opening grand opening service was March the 14th of 2021. And so we actually celebrated that a week ago or so. And so we're just plugging along, man.
That's awesome. And Russ?
Yeah, my name is Russ Smith. I got to say, Caleb, you started a church in the middle of the pandemic and you're still there. Good job, man. That's no small feat, but...
Yeah, we were planning to do October of 2020, and then we were like, yeah, it's
that's even worse.
It's still pretty heavy, so we bumped it 6 months, and so it's like, do it or don't do it, so we did
it. Hey, man, that's exciting that God's still planting churches with faithful servants in the middle of even pandemics when everyone's even scared to go to church. That's awesome.
Amen.
My name is Russ Smith. I've been in full-time ministry since 2007 here in Meriden, Connecticut, since 2012. Currently, I'm the lead pastor, and I have some guys that work with me. There's a pastoral staff of four, but we got a lot going on with the Christian school and other things, so I kind of oversee the outreach as well, along with our worship pastor. We kind of team up and get that done together.
Okay, that's awesome. And I guess it helps probably, Caleb, that you were starting in a state like Tennessee and not a state like, I don't know, New Jersey or someplace like that, more lockdown. So yeah, or Connecticut. Yeah, absolutely. So, well, actually, so Russ was the guy who got this all kicked off. One day I was on Facebook during company time, like everyone should be. And I stumbled across the ministry connection page, and Russ had put out there something that their church was doing for community events. And it got me thinking again, it's kind of about what we were doing and realizing I was a little late in the game for this year to get some stuff planned. And so I jumped on it and got started planning. And so because of that, I wanted to bring these guys on, and we're going to talk about just getting your church out into the community. I think one of the things that's sad, and I know you guys probably have seen this before, is that a lot of times because you have a certain number of people coming to your church, I know, Caleb, you were at a pretty big church before you went out to launch, but your church gets to a certain size and you sort of have that swagger, like you feel like, okay, a lot of people in the community know us, you know, we're well known, and this, you kind of sit back a little bit and then the people come to you. And I think that mentality can creep in churches, even if you know, if we kind of sleep on it a little bit. And so to renew the fact that your church needs to be active in meeting people, not only just in the traditional ways of like knocking on doors and, you know, passing out invites and, hey, come to our church, come to our church, but also in creative ways of getting to meet people that you would otherwise, honestly, they have no interest in you coming to their door. They have no interest maybe in visiting your church at first, but engaging them in other ways and just getting out to the community and doing what Jesus Christ taught us to do. I think a lot of churches get lazy about that. And so I wanted to kind of bring you guys on to talk about some ideas. And the first part we'll tackle here is just meeting and getting to know some of your local officials there in your town. And I wanted to talk about this first part about some people I think that you should meet. And I know that Caleb has some thoughts on this, and Russ, you probably do as well, because you're good about thinking in this mind frame. People in your town that you need to know if you have a church, whether you're a small church or a larger church. And I think a couple of those would be along the lines of some elected officials. If you can at all in any way get to know the mayor of your town, or at least a city council or someone on a local level. And the reason why that's good is because they know what's going on in the city. And if you might have to stand before them one day, but they know particular needs. I know our church went and we sat down with several of our local officials, and we just asked if we could have lunch with them. And all we said was, hey, our church is here. We've been here for this long. Is there anything we can do to help out the community? Are there needs that you guys have? And the reason why that's so powerful is because there's a lot of, in their world, they have to pay people, right? But in our world, we have people that are motivated to be volunteers just to do good things, right? And so it's really important to make these community connections, because your church really can be an impact and really be a help and a blessing. And you might be in a really large town, and so the mayor's out of reach, but I promise you that you're like your local city councilor or city official in that way, or the city manager would be happy to meet with you. It's near and dear to my heart, because I've been 4 years now on our local city council here. And the way our town's divided up, there's about 17,000 residents that I'm responsible for in our district. And not one church has reached out to me in 4 years to sit down to say, hey, you know, we're in the community, we want you to know about us, we want you to partner with you in the future, you know, for events or whatever else. And so it's important. And you might think that, oh, they're too busy and everyone's reaching out to them. I promise you, almost nobody's reaching out to them other than to complain. So if you reach out to them and say, hey, you know, we're here, we want to do something productive, I think it can be a really, really huge blessing and relief and inroad for you. Another a group of people you can reach out to, and I'm going to kick it to Caleb for this, is just reaching out to business owners and business leaders in the community that have been there a long time too, right? And they make really good partners. And I know, Caleb, you've done some stuff with that, if you want to tell us about that.
Yeah, I think just in general, you know, we want to be for the community and try just let people know that we're here for them. I think to speak a little bit what you said a little bit ago, Jeremy, I have been in multiple larger sized churches, and so the idea is, you know, we're here, so like when we can meet your needs, let us know. But the truth is, you know, there's restaurants that have been in this town since I moved here. There are businesses that have been here, and I've never even acknowledged them. Driven down the road, they're not in my purview at all, and so I didn't need insurance until facility insurance until about a month ago. And I, you know, there's a dozen places in town. I've never noticed them one time. And so when you think about, you know, churches in that same way, there's people, if it's not in their frame of mind, there's maybe God, religion, or Jesus isn't, you know, in their thoughts right now. That's just a landmark they drive by. And so whenever the need arises, it's good to be somebody that's in their world. And so going to these folks like this. So for example, in regards to businesses, we realized that we didn't have a facility. There's a lot of things we couldn't do. So we wanted to just add value in any way we could. And so we started to use our Facebook page and different things like that to promote these people. And so anybody that we have done business with, you know, we want to have like a community Friday, and we like to tag them in it just to let them know, like, these are good people. We promote them. And we don't necessarily have to agree with every single thing about them, you know, and about who they are as a person, for them to say, hey, they make good donuts, or they, you know, they have their flowers are nice, you know? So it's kind of, and you know, it is kind of a Christian, we're in the Bible Belt. So it's not like, you know, the culture here is pretty open and receptive to that kind of a thing. But so that's been a positive thing. I think we've seen a lot of good feedback for it. And then really, I think in general, I kind of look at the city as there's people who are like the gatekeepers, meaning there's dozens of business owners, dozens of people who have, you know, some kind of influence, but there's a few people who influence the people, you know, those people. And so those really are the people that have directed a lot of the ideas for me. So one of the ladies in our town is just a power, well, I refer to, she's a powerful woman in the community. And so she runs our Chamber of Commerce. And so she helped me before we ever moved here, kind of have direction on some things. She's kind of spoken into a few of the things that we've done, but she knows everybody. Like, so if there's a, you know, if there's a business owner's pastor, she is that. And so getting with her, she says, you know what, this company's opening up, you should go meet them, you know, in the next week. And so whenever she says go do it, I go do it. So this business is opening up, they need people to know. So we'll take, you know, we'll take them stuff and bring them cookies from this other place. Okay, this is a business you need to get connected with. And so it's just adding, you know, adding value. And then I let, you know, the cookie people know that these people found it and they make those connections. And, you know, I'm the guy that connected them. And so if we can add value in any way, you know, to these business people, let them know that we're for them. I think it's, you know, just trying to build relationships in that way. Right now it's a 45,000 people. So it still feels small town. It's growing significantly. Lots of people from different parts of the country are moving here. But the great thing about that is that when people are coming here and starting businesses, they want to be a part of the chamber because the chamber has connections, or they want to be, you know, they're just looking for any kind of connection they can make. And so, you know, getting involved in the chamber and then getting involved with the people who are movers and shakers with that, you know, that's where a lot of the connections in the community have come from.
Absolutely. Russ, how big is your town?
65,000-ish.
Okay. Okay. All right. Do you have, I know that you have a lot to say when we get to the community projects and events and stuff like that. But do you have anything to add about meeting local leaders that way? And, or does your church recognize them with any days or anything like that?
Sure. The traditional is the First Responders Day and the Politician Day, and you invite the mayors and you say thank you and you invite the police officers. I don't know about your experience. A lot of churches I've talked to about that, it's usually low attended and they feel like it was forced attendance for those who are there. Unless you're in a Bible Belt location where the mayor, politicians, first responders are churchgoers themselves or members of your church, I've gotten the impression that it wasn't that they wanted to be there, but they felt like they needed to for political reasons or otherwise. Not saying that that's wrong. That's just the impression I've received. We've gone about it a different way. And I like what both you guys said. And I want to clarify this, that anything we talk about today, including myself, isn't a one size fits all. And every church has its own culture, every state, community, and city, and part of the city. I mean, one city, two parts, different cultures. And so this is not a pragmatic, in my head, a pragmatic conversation where this always works all the time. And if it doesn't, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I think my goal is just to kind of open up some hearts and eyes to what could be a good fit for the church. And what has been a good fit for our church has been less of the political and more of the community leaders. And it's not that I have anything against politicians or would say it's wrong to reach out to them. For us, the first two people I reached out to when I came here in 2012 was the YMCA director and the Chick-fil-A owner operator. And that has done more for our church, and we have done more for them than anyone else in the community. So I think there's kind of three levels of partnerships. One is, what can you do for me? Two is, what can I do for you? And three is, what can we do for each other? And I've tried to focus a whole lot more effort into the ones of what we can do for each other. The what can you do for me? I'm very clear on that. I don't try to make it something else. If it's, hey, we need help, can you do this for me? Then I state that. I don't pretend I'm their friend and then use them. They know that we need help. But if it's a true partnership, then I seek to help them, not just use their resources, but to provide resources and support. You know, like Caleb said, mentioning them on Facebook, that's one thing, but also just being that they would know you got their back in the community. If there was a business meeting or if there was a community meeting or something with the local local community that they're having a discussion about a new building, and this nonprofit that we've been working with, we're going to go there and we're going to give our ideas on why this nonprofit should be allowed to build in this location, because it's a partnership. That has done a lot for us. What we have done is what on the what we can do for you is we last year for the first time told our members, talk to your supervisor or your boss, and if they will allow us, our church will provide a full lunch to everyone in your office as a purely, we appreciate what you do for the community on whatever level. You're moving the economy forward. We care about you. You are loved. Here's a meal from Meriden Hills Baptist Church. And that essentially gets our name into not only the office on the higher up level, but everyone in the office was talking about Meriden Hills Baptist Church from all of those members who participated, which it was dozens of members who we got food into their offices and represented the love of Christ to them.
That's awesome. And I like what you said, and that's true. When I realized where you guys were at, I was like, okay, this is perfect. So I'm out in New Mexico, and we're out west. It has a lot more of a California feel where we're at over here. Our town's 110,000. Caleb, you're in the Bible Belt there, you know, 40 something thousand, and you're up in the Northeast there, Russ, you know, with that, you know, 50, 60, whatever thousand you said. So you're right. That's absolutely right. That's why I wanted to have you guys on here, because in our scenario, the guy who is our mayor right now is a saved guy. He actually goes to the other Baptist church in town over here. So for us, it worked really, really well. There's a Chick-fil-A that's literally 30 seconds from us. And you're absolutely right. If you have a Chick-fil-A in your town, partner with that Chick-fil-A. We do a lot of stuff through them for guests and cards, and promote them through different nights and have them help to promote us. So I like what you said a lot about what can we do together. And that's actually true. And it's true that you don't want to come in there and act like, oh, hey, we're really good friends. If you need something from someone and you set that up, then that's what it is. Don't try to act like there's something that's not there. But if the opportunity to make something there, you know, through getting to know them and building a relationship, then take that opportunity. So I really, really like that.
Over the last 10 years, the owner operator of Chick-fil-A is now my best friend. Started off as I just wanted to meet him to partner. And we've done so much together now. We truly are our best friends, work out together, all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That becomes part of the community. And that's what I'm talking about. I think so many churches, they're isolated in their bubble, and they know people, they know a pastor really, really well, 1500 miles away, but not anyone, you know, up close, and not lost people, and not people who need your church really, really badly. And so that's true. We can, I think Facebook does it even more, because we feel like we have this big community. The truth is that, you know, maybe all those people are saved, or all those people are already, you know, reached. And so we need to constantly, you know, go back out there again. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about some community events and projects and stuff like that. And Russ, since you got this thing kicked off, man, why don't you just give us, I know that we could go a long ways, and this is more what we're going to talk about today. So you've done some community events. So if you could just talk about this, what led you to start wanting to do this, right? And kind of what was your entry moment, revelation of like, okay, hey, this really works. This is a gold mine in doing this. Because I know you're fully committed to it. You're several years in now into doing these community events. And then just kind of walk us into how you led your church into developing and having a heart to head in that direction.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode. And before I sign off, I do want to remind you, if you haven't yet, make sure that you're subscribed wherever you're listening to podcasts. We're available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, and again, just about anywhere where you can find podcasts. And I do want to remind you one more time, make sure you sign up to get that free graphic of the week at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. And until next time, I do want to encourage you, it's time for your church to try something new, because it's so much better to fail at trying something incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. I'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.